Thousands of people put their savings in the hands of a company that offered them a comfortable retirement. Every year, £1 billion is lost in failed investment schemes. This is the story of one of them. In 2015, the law changed to allow people to cash in their pensions and invest the money themselves. It gave people more freedom, but it also made them vulnerable to slick and persuasive marketing. The scheme, known as a mini bond, should by law only be sold to experienced or sophisticated investors. At the time, Philip Nunn chose a surprising role model on his social media.
The show goes on!
Convicted fraudster Jordan Belfort, a role that won Leonardo DiCaprio an Oscar nomination as The Wolf of Wall Street. Since people have been allowed to invest their own pensions, there's been a series of scandals in which the Financial Conduct Authority was criticised for failing to protect investors. Steelworkers lost thousands of pounds when they were persuaded by financial advisers to transfer out of their secure pension, while 300,000 investors lost around £1 billion in the Woodford scandal. The FCA was again criticised. And it doesn't stop there. Philip Nunn, who's been bankrupted in connection with one Blackmore bond development, didn't reply to any of Panorama's questions, despite repeated requests. Patrick McCreesh denies any wrongdoing and says the Blackmore bond was a potentially profitable, properly run business. The risks of investing were fully explained. Vulnerable people were not targeted, and Blackmore stopped working with the sales company reported to the FCA. The insolvency service is taking no action against directors. He says he suffered hardship, and to imply directors have millions stashed away is pure fantasy. He admits some business decisions were not right and apologises.
We want change! We want change!